Hello, my name is Martin Maudsley. I'm a storyteller and I'm working on the Talking Tent project, which is just about to launch. And I've been asked about Beltane. And this time of year, as we're getting ready to celebrate May Day and all its merrymaking, which is a tradition, I suppose, is flowered in the medieval times, but it's carried on right to our day. But before all of that, there was an even older tradition of Beltane, which is one of the Celtic fire festivals. And it celebrates the beginning of summer. So the end of the winter period and the start of the summer period when the light is brighter and the air is warmer. And of course, for those societies making their living from cattle and livestock, it's a very important time of the year when the cattle can return to their summer pastures and the whole renewal of life. So it's a very celebratory time. And people would gather around a big fire. The name Beltane, we think, means bright fire. So big fires were burnt on the eve of May, on the end of April, and the fires would hopefully bring in the warmth of the sun as the weeks and months ahead pass by, and also be a time to purify and bless the cattle. So the cattle and the other livestock were passed through the smoke of the fire, and we would wish them well as they went ahead into their summer pastures. Another tradition that is still upheld in some of the local customs around Britain is that of gathering greenery from the wild places, from the woods and the field edges, and then bringing them in around our houses. So sprigs of may blossom, hawthorn and other flowers, and the greenery of saplings and bushes were brought into the house, laid at the front doors, possibly inside as well. And it's a way of sharing the enthusiasm and effervescence that is happening in the wild world all around us and bringing it into our own lives, bringing it into our homes. And in some cases, these boughs of greenery from the wild world were woven together with flowers and decorations and then sent in a parade, often by school children around the villages. In Abbotsbury, for instance, there's a garland day in May that celebrates that bringing in of the greenery of the outdoors, and other traditions have followed suit. So whether you're celebrating May Day with your maypoles and May Queens, or whether you're remembering those ancient times of marking the beginning of summer at Beltane, I wish you a very merry May Day and a beautiful Beltane. Thank you.